You think going to big events is cool?
Wait till you go backstage.
It's time to prep the ice. I help get a stadium ready for a live NHL hockey game. My team.
Hey, Tyler, what's up?
Alicia, you want to try?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go.
I go behind the scenes at the Cirque du Soleil and learn the secrets to some of their most amazing stunts.
This is so amazing. I'm standing 42 feet above the stage floor.
Come here.
I get in along with WCW action and try to take a wrestler down.
And Charlie shows how to soundproof your room so you can play your music as loud as you like.
Cut off that noise now!
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids, behind the scenes of big events.
I just wanted to show the viewers that anything can happen on a live broadcast.
That's true. Filming live is very unpredictable.
But not for professionals like us. I mean, we're so good at... It's okay. I'm just demonstrating again and again how the unexpected can happen.
Today on PMK, we're going behind the scenes on... Oh, crying out loud. I don't know if this was such a good idea.
It's okay, just keep going. I'm not gonna move for the rest of the intro.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. It's... Oh, thanks. Mm. What's this? That's it! I'm gone.
Wait, where are you going?
Somewhere where there are no Ming vases, like China.
You know what? We should have never served him coffee this morning.
When you go to a hockey game, this is what most people see.
Harrison, Carroll in for Barrison, and some good back checking by Bonnet. And then he could save another shot by Tom.
But there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that you never know about. Let's refocus for a flashback.
It's the morning of the big game. With the Toronto Maple Leafs. When they practice, they wear color-coded uniforms. Defense in blue, forwards in white. That makes it easier for the coach to tell who's in their position.
I'm Ty Domi. So, anything you do for good luck before each game?
For good luck? Well, I think it's kind of a routine thing we all do. Light skate, shower, and have a little chicken and pasta, have a nap for a couple hours, and a little ice cream, and get ready for the game.
Now the practice is over. It's time to prep the ice. To get the surface smooth and ready for the game, you need to use one of these. It's called a Zamboni, and it is used to get the surface of the ice works by shaving the top layer of ice. The shavings get sucked inside the Zamboni where they melt. Then, they pour out the clean water that freezes and makes a smooth, new layer of ice. Check this out. It's called the Jumbotron, and there are four of them here. It would take 300 TVs to make up the size of just one of those giant screens. They show instant replays and what the TV cameras are filming during the game.
Hey, Tyler, this is the scoreboard control room. Everything that goes out on the Jumbotron starts from in here.
This is the engineering station where we control the brightness for every signal before it goes onto the Jumbotron. You look at this meter here, and you want to try and keep your maximum level at 100%.
So I can control how bright the screen is just by turning this?
Right.
I can bring it all the way down to zero, and you can't see anything, and then all the way up to 100.
Exactly.
All right.
These are called headshots. They're stored in this computer. So whenever the players come out on the ice, they put the headshots on the Jumbotron, and the people in the audience can identify who they are by their name, their number, and what they look like.
So, if Ty Domi's up next, we just click on his image and drag it up to the screen.
And there we go. Whenever you see a slow motion instant replay, it's done from here.
So you see, the Leafs just scored a goal, so we want to stop the tape right there, rewind it just a little bit, and then hit the slow-mo button.
All right.
So all the images we've seen in this room, Tyler, come right here to the switcher. This is where you get to choose what actually goes up on the Jumbotron.
Oh, yeah. So then I can just stop the replay and fade back to the Leafs
symbol. Exactly.
All right. Now we're ready for the big game. My team.
Hey, Tyler, what's up?
The director calls the shots.
Please fly one.
The switcher pushes the button that sends the right image to the Jumbotron, and voila! For Popular Mechanics for Kids, I'm Tyler Kite, bringing you Hockey Night in Toronto.
We got a show for you tonight.
Don't flip that channel. Things get a little rougher when I go behind the scenes of a pro wrestling match. That's later on PMK.
If you've seen special effects lighting at live events, you've probably seen techno beams. The techno beam uses a mirror to make a beam of light move back and forth. A motor controls the mirror, and a computer makes the techno beams move at exactly the same time to create fantastic effects.
Lights, camera, action. You need lights to make movies, but most movie lights are heavy and take a long time to set up. Lighten up. The movie lights of the future might be these balloon lights. They're made of material that lets light through. There's a bulb right inside of them, and they're filled with helium gas, so they float. Because of their light weight, they make filmmaking faster and easier. These new movie lights will also be used for live shows and sports events.
Step right up. Welcome to the circus. See your host perform death-defying flips. Daring feats. The secrets of the Cirque du Soleil revealed. Today, I go to the top of the big top. The performers are only half the circus. There's lots of people working behind the scenes. They're called riggers, and they dress only in black. And you can hardly ever see them, like these guys. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. These are the guys that put the strap on me. Tight. The riggers operate that big gizmo called the sun. I'm gonna show you how they do that. This is really high. If you're afraid of heights, don't join the circus. This is so amazing. I'm standing 42 feet above the stage floor. Yoo-hoo! Before their act, the performers sneak up the mast to this catwalk and hide. When it's time, they get into position. And they have to get down from the fixed part of the sun to the one that moves.
Oh, no. Hey, this is fun.
This computer controls the sun.
Stand by.
Denis radios the rigger who operates the computer. He sets the sun in motion.
This is so cool!
Performers can ride the sun all the way down.
Woo!
Or dangle from its middle like this.
Woo!
another job riggers do at the circus is pull the safety cables for the performers. Watch.
Yes.
You may end it up.
Alicia, you want to try?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go.
The safety cables don't lift you up. The teeter board does that.
The riggers hold the cable tight enough so if I do fall, they can slow me down before I hit the floor.
Concentrate before getting on the board.
First, let's see if the rope can hold me. It can! I have to avoid touching the wires. They can tangle around my hand and cut it.
Yes!
How? One final practice jump.
But do not bend your knees.
Now I really gotta concentrate for the real thing.
Lean it back a little bit more.
Oh, that's Chinese for go. The audience would probably never notice the rigger in her dark clothes off to the side, keeping me safe. To learn, and I'll be ready for the big show.
And that's what goes on behind the scenes at Cirque du Soleil.
Hi, today we're going behind the scenes of a future rock star. Wow, me! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Charlie! Not again! Cut out that noise! Now!
If you want to be a great rock star, man, you gotta practice! So I'm gonna soundproof my room, so I can practice all I want without getting on anybody's nerves! Sound is actually made of waves traveling through the air, and the trick is to stop them from escaping the room. If air can escape, so can sound. So I seal the door and windows with some weather stripping. Sound also travels by vibration, so I need to cover the floors, the ceilings, and the walls with stuff that'll stop sound and absorb the vibrations. First, I'll cardboard the floor with these old boxes. Then I'll cover the cardboard with some old carpet. This creates a rough surface which will trap the sound waves. Next, I'm going to create a sound absorber around this entire room with these curtains. Okay, so let's go. The folds in the curtains form a surface that absorbs sound waves. I'll wrap them all the way around the room so no sound escapes through the corners. I leave a space between the wall and the curtains so the wall won't vibrate. That means it'll be a lot quieter in the next room. Basically, when sound waves bang into a hard surface, they bounce off and create a lot of racket. When sound waves hit a soft surface, like our curtains, they are absorbed and don't make as much noise. But we're not done yet. These egg cartons make great noise absorbers. These bumps and holes are great for trapping sound vibrations. This is an anechoic chamber. It's used for sound experiments. It's so silent in there, you can actually hear your blood flowing in your veins. See how they use cone shapes to trap sound? Same as our egg cartons. Just make sure the egg cartons are empty first. And we're done. Finally, one last tip. It's best not to have hard surfaces that sound waves can bounce off of. Leaving your clothes lying around can make great sound absorbers, too. I know it seems like a lot of work, but hey, Isn't that what being a rock star is all about? All right, 1, 2, 3, 4!
That boy's up too.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Charles! It's time to clean up that room. You hear me?
Isn't this great? No one can hear me, and best of all, I can't hear them! Woohoo! Hi there! Hi there!
Charles?
Lights. Camera.
It's World Championship Wrestling live on TV. And I'm behind the scenes to see what it takes to get this show on the road. WCW matches come to many North American cities. 14 trucks transfer everything for the show, like TV cables, lights, and the wrestling ring. The ring is made of wood, steel, and canvas for softer landing. Altogether, it weighs 2 tons. They replace the mats 60 times a year. That's because they can't wash it when it gets dirty. And by the looks of things, it can get real dirty around here. And what would a wrestling match be with their fireworks and explosions? Each show sets off with 300 fireworks. That's with the same used at a Kiss concert. Even the light setup's the same as a Raw concert. It takes 34 hours and a crew of 217 people to set up for the big event.
Hey, Tyler, how you doing?
Good, man.
What's going on? Good, man.
Dave announces every wrestling match.
You like to announce a couple matches?
I'd love that.
That'd be cool. All right, listen, before you do, though, we got to work on your image, get you a little wrestling personality, and I got 2 friends of mine that are just the guys to do it. I want you to meet them. You want to go meet them?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
All right.
No way. Not the
Revolution. This is the Revolution. The franchise, Shane Douglas. Tripler, Chris Benoit. Harry Saturn. And the Iceman, Dean Malenko. Hey, Tyler's going to help me out tonight, but I need you guys to do me a favor. Get him in wrestling condition.
You need to get you some kind of walker. When you walk out, the people can get behind what you're about. And I'll tell you, more important than that right now, I think we need to come up with a name for this kid.
Yeah. Mm. We'll see ya.
I got it. Tiny Ty Kite.
I like it.
Tiny Ty Kite.
Probably small.
Well, don't worry about it. Put this on. Come back in 2 seconds. We'll handle the next part.
Come on, hurry up.
Hurry up. Hurry up.
Let's go. Come on. Go on. Come on.
Good TV hosts go bad.
Let me see. You got the look. We gave you the name, but there's still something else missing.
Muscles.
Actually, it's a finishing maneuver. If you had a finishing maneuver, you wouldn't have to worry about the muscles. So that's what we need to do with you next.
All right.
After you get your opponent down on the mat,
it's a Texas Cloverleaf.
These are the moves to finish him off.
Probably cross feet.
Looks worse than it feels. The trick is not to resist. That way, they won't hurt me. It's sports entertainment, but while they try not to hurt each other, accidents can happen.
All right, good. Pack ice on whatever hurts, maybe some Flexeral. Still have pain in a month. I guess call a doctor.
All right, well, I'll watch for your moves in the matches. That didn't hurt. Okay, now that I've got my wrestling moves and my wrestling persona, it's time to go announce.
Stand by. 3, 2, 1.
This is the control room where they direct the show that millions of people around the world watch.
Time to make that opening announcement.
We got a show for you tonight.
Here you go, Tyler. Raise all three and...
His opponent from London, England.
Circulate the music, please. But you want to move on and stop one. Yeah, think like a chicken dance.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the match is B.A.
that's it for us.
Perfect timing, too. I just finished repairing the last of these boxes. Why? Me!
Tyler, whoa! We're not live anymore.
Oh.
Well, that's it for us.
Perfect timing, too. I just finished repairing the last of these vases. Everything always works out perfect when TV isn't live.
See you next time.
Bye.